This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I was visiting some friends when they took me back to their gardens and showed me their irises. Whoa, the plants looked very overcrowded and ready for dividing. Generally, it's a good idea to divide your iris every 3 to 4 years. When I asked how long it had been, my friend said, "I have no idea." Okay, well then, let's dig in. Generally, dividing iris should be done 4 to 6 weeks after blooming, so sometime between July and early August, according to university-based information. First, cut the foliage fan back to about 3 to maybe 6 inches tall. This will also help prevent water loss. Remove yellow or dead leaves, too. Dig up the rhizomes, those fatty tubers, and cut them with a sharp knife to about 3 or 4 inches long. If you see any mushy parts, throw them away. Don't compost them. You can trim the roots to about 2 inches. If you've had issues with fungal disease, treat your rhizomes with a fungicidal powder and replant. You also might rinse your tools with a 10% bleach solution or rubbing alcohol after each cut to help prevent spreading of disease. To replant your iris, loosen the soil to about 8 to 10 inches. Even though irises are planted in a shallow hole, this will allow the roots an easier time to grow. Place the rhizome so that it barely sits under the soil. Firm the soil and then water it in. Don't mulch your iris. They need a dry period. To prevent heaving from frost and thaws, only mulch after the ground is frozen. If you have no need to divide your irises, then leave the plant alone until a hard frost. At that time, you can cut back the foliage. However, do remove any yellowed or dead leaves. Check out gardenbite.com for more info. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.